The program you are about to listen to is a public awareness drive on the Osun Administration of Criminal Justice Law 2018 with the view to promoting the rights of all persons in Osun State through timely dispensation of justice at all levels. This program is brought to you by the Justice Development and Peacemakers Center, JDPMC, Oshogbo. For further inquiries and inputs, call the following numbers: 0703-974-2314 or 0806-214-2176.
Good day, everyone. My name is Veronica Ene Onoja from Justice Development and Peacemakers Center, Oshogbo, JDPMC. We are here before you today to talk about the Administration of Criminal Justice Law of Osun State 2018. Why are we here to carry out this sensitization today? From a survey report conducted by the organization, 80% of the people lack the basic understanding of this law. We believe that the friction between law enforcement agencies and the people are sometimes product of misunderstanding of the laws regulating criminal justice. Good understanding of the law, we believe, shall reduce abuse of suspect defendant by key actors of the criminal justice. This shall bring about speedy dispensation of justice and consequently prison decongestion. This law is a procedural law that regulates criminal justice. It was passed in 2018 to repeal the outdated criminal procedure law of Osun State. This law comprises of 490 sections. This sensitization will be on key sections commonly used and needed by the people in ensuring their rights are not abused. We shall start with talking about arrest. We all know that the main problem with our prison congestion in Nigeria is issues of people awaiting trial, some awaiting legal advice for years. This law to prohibit that has specifically said that the arrest of a suspect must be recorded immediately he is taken to the station, and such records shall be transmitted to the state police command for the purpose of a central criminal record registry. The CP shall transmit to the AG such record of the offense within 1 week of the arrest. The AG shall, within 1 week of the receipt of the record sent to the CP, provide legal opinion, which means within maximum of 2 weeks, the legal opinion for any offense that needs legal opinion must be released. And this is mostly in relation to capital offenses. There is no need for persons to stay in prison for 10 years awaiting legal advice for cases they do not know whether they are going to be found guilty or not. On confessional statement, yes, most of the times you have almost all cases going through trial within trial. That is, a person who might have voluntarily made confessional statement at the station gets to court and tells you that no, that the statement was made under duress. Or some statement that were made under duress at the station also come to court to say, okay, the statement were made duress. I can say 90% cases in court end up going through trial within trial. So to avoid cases like that, the law has made provision that confessional statement should be recorded, either audio or visual recording, so that the court can determine whether the statement was made under duress or voluntarily. It also added that statement must be made before a lawyer or any person of the suspect's choice. It is also necessary to point out that a suspect who cannot speak English, an interpreter must be provided for that suspect. And the interpreter must also sign that he was there to interpret the statement to the suspect before he signed same. I believe with the understanding that we have gained today, we will be able to engage our criminal justice key holders better. Thank you.
If you have benefited from this awareness program, we hope you will join us in this joint effort to foster justice, peace, and progress in Osun State. This program is brought to you by the Justice Development and Peacemakers Center, JDPMC, Oshogbo. For further inquiries and inputs, call the following numbers: 0703 0800-974-2314 or 0806-214-2176. Thank you for listening.